Godfrey Burton drives a bus for the city of Stamford.
Well, transportation has been my life. I've been working for transportation for over 30 years now. I think it's very important for us to maintain and use whatever funds we have for transportation just for transportation.
Money generated from things like the gas tax and motor vehicle-related fines go into the state's special transportation fund to pay for transportation projects. But the money isn't secure. The fund has been raided to the point where the state had to put in additional revenue streams earlier this year to avoid insolvency, and that's where the lockbox comes in. On a rainy Saturday in Stamford, Burton and other transit workers from the local Amalgamated Transit Union are door knocking to inform potential voters about the ballot question that would establish a lockbox. Veronica Chavers organized this campaign. She's the president of ATU Local 443.
All the people, all the public depend on public transportation, and if they go into that lockbox, they're dipping their hands into it. If we secure that for transportation purposes, we won't have those issues or those problems.
Hey, good morning, guys.
At the firehouse near the corner of Arthur Place and Crescent Street, Burton, the city bus driver, pitches fireman Jason Timmerman on the lockbox.
We want you guys to vote yes for the ballot question number one for supporting transportation.
Timmerman says the ballot question makes perfect sense to him.
If you don't keep the money in one way, in one place for that specific reason, then why'd you put it there to begin with?
But while Timmerman is aware the ballot question exists, he wonders if most others do. Tony Guerrera is a Democratic state representative.
There is the overwhelming amount of people that are in support of this. Is like, you know, polling was like 75%. But again, you got to make sure that people understand there is a question on that ballot and to make sure that they answer that ballot.
And in fact, the last time a question was on the ballot in 2014, 15% of the electorate voted for candidates on top of the ballot, but didn't mark anything on the referendum. Senator Len Fasano, the Republican president of the state Senate, joined Guerrera at a recent rally in Hartford to demonstrate bipartisan support for the lockbox. Fasano says there are still ways legislators could divert funds before they reach the lockbox, but he still supports the proposed constitutional amendment.
You can't let the perfect get in the way of the good. This is a good step forward. It gives conversations at the legislature. Should someone try to play a game, we could say the policy intent was to use all the money for transportation, and you're not doing it by virtue of this vote. So I think that's what's important.
Not every Republican agrees with him. Themis Claridis is the House Minority Leader. She's voting no on the lockbox.
That's like me saying I'd like to have a pizza, and you hand me a hamburger. I wanted the pizza.
Claridis believes that while Democrats in the legislature may be acting in good faith right now, there will still be temptation in the future, and that the way this amendment is written simply isn't strong enough.
They move money around, and that is the problem with this lockbox, because your average person that goes to the polls and looks at that question, they say, oh, it's locked. I mean, that's a pretty simple concept, right? Locked can't go anywhere, but that's not what it is. It's very vague on both ends.
Governor Daniel Malloy says Republicans should be all over this idea.
Republicans decried the failure to have this. I'm proud to have been the governor who got it through the legislature two times so it could be on the ballot. As I have explained, although I think some people don't understand how good this is, what it will prevent is people from stealing transportation dollars and spending them the way that the legislature and other governors got used to doing it.
Back in Stamford, Veronica Chavers yells for me to join her on someone's porch.
Tell him what you just told me.
Stephanie Lulakis Moore is standing there in her robe, hiding behind the royal blue door of her townhouse. Much to the excitement of Chavers, Lulakis Moore already voted yes on the measure when she submitted an absentee ballot.
I didn't even know it was going to be on the ballot. I had no idea what that was. So I voted for everything else and thought about it for a really long time and thought, yeah, they probably shouldn't be able to use it for anything else. So I voted yes.
Yay! I'm so proud of you. That makes me very happy, yes, and it makes me excited for our employees, for our buses, for our gases that we need for the buses.
Yeah. Kind of like the fireman we talked to earlier in Stamford, Lulakis Moore said it would be helpful if it was publicized more so that people would find the lockbox question on their ballot and actually vote for it. As Lulakis Moore put it, there's no commercials for that. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.